Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, El, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow, let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special, real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
Air and water.
Well, you'll find plenty of boss down there.
No man. Person or grief, no man threatens a messenger.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. Oh, I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
Blasphemy! This is madness!
Jonah.
You've been chosen for this mission.
These niggas driving themselves into the
Word.
Wall,
giving them
man.
Constitutional rights.
Man, I need you to go forth.
Today he traveling right.
I need you to teach. I need you to awaken these people.
Jonah. Can you let yourself be a slave?
This is real.
Go to war.
There will be consequences.
Change the mind.
Stand on your square.
Change your reality.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm operating with unlimited power and no supervision. That's something the world can no longer tolerate.
Apologies. Apologies is not acceptance when you speak in the truth.
You're Jonah Bay.
Who are you people?
Hindsight Radio.
Gotta stay true to the cause and the whole nine.
That's the only station you need to be listening to.
The purest form, Natural's Omega.
I need you to open them up. People's minds is blocked.
Could you do that for me, Jonah?
I need you to unblock.
You dig?
Have you bowed unto your highness?
shelter, help a nigga find some peace. Happiness for a gangsta, ain't no love in these streets, Conspiracy theorists screaming Illuminati. They can't believe this much skill is in the human body. He's 6'2", how the fuck he fit in the new Bugatti? Ah, fuck it, you got me. Question religion, question it all. Question existence until them questions are solved. Meanwhile, it's heretic. I'll be out in Marrakesh, Morocco, smoking hashish with my fellowship. Y'all dwell on devil shit. I'm in a Diablo. Yellow shit, color of jello shit. Hello, bitch. It's me again. Fresh in my Easter clothes, feeling like Jesus.
Have you ever been to heaven?
Me in the spotlight,
losing my religion.
Getting ghosts in the ghost. Can you see me? Can you see me? Have mercy on the Judas, angel wings on the genie. Secular, tell a heckler, speckle down. Yeah, religion creates division like my Maybach partition. And God is my sofa, boy, they love hover. From the south side of Shot of Brooklyn, where I growed up. I confess, God in the flesh, live among the turbans, turn arenas into church. I'm like Michael, recycle, these are not 16, these are verses from the Bible. Tell that preacher he's a preacher, I'm a motherfucking prophet. Smoke a tree of knowledge, drink from a gold chalice. You gotta love it. I arrived at the pearly gates, I had luggage, meaning I had baggage. Niggas asking me questions, I don't answer to these busters. Only God could judge us, motherfuckers.
Have you ever been to heaven? Have you ever seen the gates? Have you bowed unto your highness? And do you know how heaven changed? Heaven or hell, the cards we've been dealt are the cards that we play.
All I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body. This hood politics acknowledge it, leave bodies chopped up in garbages. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my love, I got up. The cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst. A fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back.
fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rep to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look, rest, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like the police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, with nines out, this is what nines is about. Nigga, the time is now.
One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic.
One mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga need to do his thing, you know. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for dust. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking them and slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool, nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with dick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would get killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complaints. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sinner, diamonds are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurting were telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Fuck the cars. The jewelry. All I need is one mic. One mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
All right, peace to the gods. What's going on? What's up with everyone out there? Y'all listening to the Jonah Bay Show. This your boy Jonah Bay in the whole nine. Got a couple of announcements. February 24th, we'll be in Chicago, Illinois, doing a seminar. Y'all want to check that out? Go to AkeemL.com, AkeemL.com, and you'll get the information for that. Also, we have a webinar coming up February 10th, 2017. That's where I'm going to teach y'all how to do the GSA bonds for federal cases, where you can get your loved ones out of federal jail and stuff like that. We're going to be doing the GSA seminars for that. I never taught that before. I never taught how to do those higher GSA bonds. I'm finally going to break down and show y'all how to do those GSA bonds to do that. So definitely want to see y'all get on there in the whole nine to get y'all's loved ones out of jail. And once again, that's going to be February 10th, 2018. You know what I mean? Akeem. Forgot it was 2018 already, he keeps on putting 2017 when he sends me stuff for that for the address. It's 2018 of the fiscal year. You know what I mean? He like, fuck that. It ain't 2018 yet, man. March 20th didn't come. It's not 2018. He's right, but I'm talking about the fiscal year. You know what I mean? Anyway, how y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well. Now, I got to tell y'all, there's a lot of y'all that's been hitting me up in my email, jonahbay@gmail.com, and asking questions. Please don't do that. I answer questions on the air. This is why we have Consultation Wednesday. So y'all can call in and ask any question that you want, and I will answer it for free. This is the only place I will answer questions. I won't answer questions on Facebook. I won't answer questions in my email. I provided 3 hours, and really it's 6 hours every week for y'all to call in and ask y'all's questions. Please stop invading my private time. You know what I mean? If you want to talk to me on my private time, you have to pay for a consultation. I will not answer any questions. But other than that, what's popping? No further ado, yo, this is going to be a short show today. I'm only doing a half show. That means an hour and a half. So with that being said, I didn't prepare no show today because I was getting so many questions inside my email. I said, yo, I'm going to spend the whole night answering people's questions and talking to them on whatever's going on. But before I go to the call lines, I did a consultation today. And, oh, by the way, y'all, Jonah Bay's totally caught up with his consultation. So any of y'all that's trying to do a consultation, y'all can now set up the consultation, and I'll get to you relatively soon, ASAP. You know what I mean? You get one tonight, I'll probably get to you tomorrow. Now, someone ordered 2 hours of consultations. I'm going to do 1 hour with you, and then I'm going to do another hour, unless it's really popping. Your question is really popping. We do the 2 hours at one, but that's a lot. That's a lot of time being on the phone with one person. But that's the only, and then I have my sister with the brother that's in jail. I still ain't did that consultation, but that's the only one I didn't do. I tried to do it a couple of weeks ago real hard, but every time I called at 11 p.m., like they told me to, they wasn't picking up. So hopefully Miss Belly of the Beast is listening. We got to do that consultation. That's the only consultation that I got left over from last year. But in this consultation today, the brother was telling me about a sister out of Cali who tried to take the easy route. She tried to go to Erie County and do her nationality there. She's a Moorish sister. She did it. And all they did was they gave her name change part, but they didn't do the nationality. You know what I mean? And they, in Erie County, where normally they just do it, and they also blacked out the parts where she asked for the nationality. They blacked it out. Now, with that being said, this is about the second time I know of Erie County doing the same thing to someone. Doing the exact same thing to someone. So, y'all got to, first of all, why the hell did y'all think everyone, whether they lived there or not, could just run up to Erie County and get it done there? Yo, if y'all all try to go into Erie County, of course they're not going to do it for everyone. Of course now they're going to start pushing back. And that's what they're doing. Now they're playing the most fucked up game there is to date. Right? What y'all need to do is study for real. Stop taking the easy route, man. Learn what you're supposed to learn. The brother that I was talking to, that I had the consultation, that was telling me about the situation, right? this nigga went into his constitution and shut them down when they was like, they didn't have jurisdiction. He found in there, in his constitution, where it said, hold on, let me find it so I can read it to y'all. Let me find it so I can read it to y'all, because he shut it down. They tried to say he couldn't do his nationality there. He pulled it out of the Constitution. I'm going to be looking for it in the other constitutions so y'all can find it in y'all's Constitution too. And it says, and the said court shall have the power of naturalization and issue the papers thereof. There it is. Their superior court says that they have the power of naturalization. I'm going to find that in every, well, first of all, I'm going to find it in New York's, and I'm also going to find it in Georgia's. Then I'm going to make y'all find it in y'all's constitutions. Naturalization. This is why I keep on telling y'all, the thing we do is the Constitution. Y'all gonna have to study y'all's Constitution, and y'all still haven't done it yet. Y'all are bullshitting on learning your Constitution. If you actually learn it, your life and all these times that you are going to court is going to be much easier. You're going to shut down all that other shit that they say. You see what I'm saying? Y'all got to stop half-stepping, taking shortcuts and shit like that. I'm going to define naturalization for you. And this is what naturalization means. To confer the rights and privilege of citizenship. To introduce into a religion or cause them to flourish as a native. To introduce or adopt foreign practices, words, etc. into a country or into so to bring into conformity with nature, to regard or explain as natural other than supernatural, to adapt a custom, place, and new surrounding, naturalizing, to become naturalized, to adapt as a native to a new environment, set in circumstances, etc. To study and carry out research of natural history. See, so naturalization means just what y'all thought it meant, to change your nationality. They have the power at the state level to do it, but yet they claim that they don't have jurisdiction. Well, if you find it in your constitution, you shut that shit down. You understand? The Constitution has everything you need for everything you're doing. Now, with that being said, that's a little tidbit I had to give y'all. I'm going to open up the call lines. I'm going to 336-521. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Don't know what's good, baby.
Oh, man. Everything's wonderful, magnificent, and great. Every time I say that shit, it reminds me of Tony the Tiger. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
So what's up, man? What are we talking about tonight?
Hey, man, I should call with a couple questions, and I had a little victory today. I've been fighting for like 8 years. You know what I'm saying? I made the people give me my gun back. You know what I'm saying?
Word is bond. That's dope.
Yeah, I've been fighting this for 8 years, and I've been on the ass real heavy for ever since like November. You know what I'm saying? So the day they called me,
congratulations,
like, hey,
man. Because, you know, they take niggas' guns and they be trying to keep them.
Yeah, hey, yo, how about, I told you this shit started in 2010, but how about in like 2015, one of the detectives is over the evidence. How about this motherfucker call and he like, that's a very nice gun. He was like, would you be interested in selling it? And I was like, how the fuck I'm going to sell you something that's in evidence? You know what I mean?
Yo, these
like,
motherfuckers
the fuck,
are so criminal. They so criminal.
Like, what the fuck, man? But like I said, I've been listening to the show. You know, I call all the time, baby. You know what I'm saying? And I was hitting them with that Jonah Bay shit. It don't work. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, they popped up. They caught it. It surprised me. It must have been that Super Blue Moon, Blood Moon, jumping off today. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it was, but out the blue, that shit came. They called me. I went to pick my shit up. I walked out the courthouse. I walked out the sheriff's office with that joint in my hand. Motherfuckers looking like, what the fuck this nigga done did? You know what I mean? Yo, yo. Jonah. Yo, yo. Yo, yo.
Yo.
Yeah, see, they be on that bullshit. They already cut me off.
Oh, man, that's
they
crazy.
Dropped me. I had to get back in real quick, man.
Oh, word. Yeah, man, but I tell them motherfuckers.
Criminal, man. How the fuck they gonna tell you you can't have your gun, but yet he trying to buy your gun?
Exactly.
That nigga took your gun
exactly. And
didn't want to return it. That's what happened.
Exactly. It's a nice old 357 snub nose Smith & Wesson with the custom wood grain hips. You know what I mean? Yeah, she
nasty. Nice.
Yeah, she nasty. But I got her back today, baby. I got her back today. I ran about 50 to her.
I'm glad
I got
to hear it.
Yeah. I tell them motherfuckers, I learned commerce. I tell them all the time, I learned commerce from Jonah Bay. They can never check me.
No doubt.
Hey, but look, I got a couple questions, man. I'm gonna start with the assumed business name certificate. I talked to Akeem last night, and he told me to go pull his joint up, which I did. And but the only thing about it is, he ain't got but like two questions on his. On mine is six. It's six questions. It's like the. So I'm in North Carolina, but the only question that I got is the street address of the principal place of business. You know what I'm saying? Like
he told you, what he told you is do it where he did it. Use the same paperwork. Yes.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I got you. I'm gonna do it in Wake County. Got you.
Right. Right, that's why he told you to pull up his and do it exactly the same way he did it.
Okay, so go to, I can mail it in, right? I can mail it there, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, I got to take it. I can just mail it, yeah.
You can mail
okay.
it. You can do it through
peace.
The mail.
That's peace. Okay, my next question is, on the $9 billion lien, the $900 billion lien.
It's not $900 billion, it's $9 billion.
Okay, $9 billion lien, right? That's on the injunction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to get with you to see what that is, you know what I'm saying, or how to do that.
Right, that's the you put in, all of that in the non UCC. You put all of that in after you do your lien on the straw man. But yeah, you could get a consultation with me, I'll show you how to do all that.
Okay. And like I told you before, I done talked to you plenty of times. I come through the Great Seal, so I did that bullshit ass shit they do, right?
You went through the Great Seal right here in the one in Atlanta or somewhere else?
I'm in North Carolina. I went through the one through Tarzan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you did the one in Chicago.
Yeah. So I think it's in New Jersey, but I don't know. But
okay.
How, like my spiritual name, that's just something I make up. And how do I get that to be? Because I know I'm kind of, it's a kind
you
of crazy question because I know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, you just
okay,
choose your
one.
Name. You choose your name and then you get your 9-8 number and put it on your 9-8 number and stuff like that.
Uh huh. Okay. Because I've been listening to the. December 20th and 19th show, y'all break the 9-8 down, y'all break the estate number down,
yep.
Y'all break the 883 show down. So I got them, I got the paper sealed out. yeah, I got the papers filled out in the whole design, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dope.
But let me see, make sure that's about it. Make sure that's it, man. Y'all be. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got, baby. That's all I got. I just want
to
be clear. All
right, them peace to the God, man.
Peace. All right, peace.
All right, we going to 203-892. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What up, Jota? What's good, baby?
What up, God? How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great as also, man. Everything is beautiful.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't complain, man.
I had to put a new doorknob on my door, you know, just doing a little maintenance and shit like that, you know. But other than that, you know, was on the phone talking, doing consultations, everything good.
Yeah, sometimes them easy jobs be the hardest, though.
I had to go to Home Depot.
I already know that should be real, man. You like, damn, this little ass doorknob taking me forever to do. Oh,
you
shit.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, man, I just had a couple questions. I didn't try to take up too much of your time, man. Real quick, on the injunction, what size paper is it again that we need?
Injunction, I always do 8x14 legal size paper. It's a legal process or a lawful
okay,
process.
It don't have to be cotton, right? It could be regular.
It could be regular. It don't have to be cotton.
Okay. Okay, so it could be okay. That's peace. All right. What was I gonna ask you too? See, I'm in Connecticut, man. So in Connecticut, we don't got no like. It's crazy. Like to do our DBA, we got. I think we just do like the trademark name. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like they don't
thing.
Even
they
have.
They call it different. They call it different shit everywhere. That's why we don't teach y'all how to do it specifically because it's totally different. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
right,
different
right.
in each state. So we don't teach y'all how to do it. We couldn't give you a template or nothing because you have to really read what's going on in your state.
Yeah, in our state, we don't got all that assumed name stuff. It's just go to the trademark, you go down to the county,
yeah.
you file it with them.
They call it a
you
trademark. Yeah, that's what's up.
You begin a lot of calls from people from Connecticut?
I get calls from everywhere.
Oh, word, I ain't know, because I don't really be finding dudes out here like that be on it like that, so I don't never hear nobody,
see,
you know what I mean, calling in.
A lot of people say that, you know what I mean, no one's where I'm at. Nah, they're there, they just quiet.
Yeah, they're just on the love with it, which is cool. I'm on the same path myself. There was one more thing I had to ask you. Okay, my man asked you about the $1 billion lien joint. Oh, okay. Now, as far as that $9 billion lien, do we need to do that before we do our injunction? You think we need to do
no.
that non-UCC?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but you can't. Nah, just do your injunction, and later on we go back and make sure everything's done.
Okay, so then I don't write that in the injunction. Put that I got a lien against my estate and all
no,
that. I don't
yes,
have to write.
Do.
I don't.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Still
you.
Write that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Still put that in. Right. Okay. So go ahead and put that in just to have it on file already.
Yep.
Okay. I bought the child support template from you today, the injunction.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got that going on, so I'm just putting my constitution with it to go with it now.
Your constitution.
Now my, and
put the facts of your case in it and hit them with that shit and make sure, you know, you put your religious precepts in there. It's already in there, but you can put some more, too. A lot of people ask, yo, could I add extra? It's a lot of shit in the Constitution that goes with the injunction that you didn't put in. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm a man that believes in the wise speak with very few words. You know what I mean? The more you put in, the more... It looks like you don't know what the fuck you talking about.
True indeed.
So
yeah,
I'm
you got to get straight to the point.
That's what I said. Yeah, I'm straight to the point.
Okay. All right. Now, like mine, I'm probably going to have to get another consultation. I got one earlier this week, but
right.
because on it, I'm a little confused because, you know, at the top, you got the two and all that. And, you know, my my case is a little unique where I ain't even hit the, I ain't even go through the child support agency at the time right now. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
I
so,
remember. We got to tailor make that shit for you. But like I said, they're going to do a child support case against you. When by the time they hit you with paperwork, they're going to be telling you to come back in. Because they're
okay.
going to want to put you under a court order. The only way to put you under a court order is to actually go to court.
Okay, I got you. So I should still keep my heading the same to and then to the child support agency, or should I put it to to the actual court?
You can wait till they take you to court, or you can put both of them up at the top. It's up to you.
Okay, bet.
Now, see, since you're not dealing with the child support agency yet, you can always not take that shit out and just put to the court.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. And then if I do happen to, if anything goes further, I'll go ahead and submit one to them as well. Okay.
Exactly.
I got you. All right. Just making sure I cross all my T's, dot all my I's, but I'm in the lab right now getting things together. So,
I hear it.
You know, I hear it, man.
Yeah. You went far to the consultation earlier this week.
Yeah, you already know, man. I'm on top of it. You know, I kind of familiar with paperwork anyway because I be writing bonds when I was doing that A for V and all that. So once I see it, I kind of, you know, I like to get the formats from y'all and then I could finagle it through there. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But y'all, I appreciate y'all, brothers, man.
You don't understand, man. When you're doing templates, you got to put your own personal information in it. So when we're telling you not to change the template, we're telling you not to change the body of the template, not your personal information.
Exactly.
You got to put the personal information in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you get hemmed up. You know what I mean? Especially with that injunction. You got to know what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or else you're gonna look crazy. You know?
That's the whole key. But this is why I be telling people take their time, listen to, the shows, ask questions before they start working on a process so that they don't make no mistakes, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people just
rush
to spend money. And what good is it? You bought the template, but you don't know what to do with it.
True indeed.
That's no good.
Not at all. So, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all brothers, man. You know, I'm going to stay in touch, man, keep sponsoring, and I'm going to keep looking for a spot, too, man. I told you I was out here. We're going to look for a spot for you to, you know what I mean, see if it worked for y'all to get y'all out here, you know what I mean? Oh, one last question, my man. Now, can I, like, do I have to do my DBA in the same city? I know it sounds redundant. You probably already explained that before, but I don't think I caught it. Like, if I could do my DBA in a whole nother state.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so I'm doing a whole nother state, and then do I have to let the state, the straw man was made at? No.
I just told old boy a second ago. He was from North Carolina. I got him doing it in South Carolina.
That's what I thought. Okay, I bet. All right, that's what I thought. All right, no doubt. I just wanted to get that clear. And I don't want you to repeat yourself, baby. We already talked about that.
Yeah, man.
All right, my G, man. You know the irate snow, man. Yeah, man, hold your head, man. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods. All right, we going to 757-965. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
All right, first of all, I say thanks for the time, Jonah. I don't mean to blow your email up like that.
It's all good.
But, yes, sir, I've been trying to get that injunction, and I finally got it. And I wanted to ask, what am I actually supposed to be comprehending? And I wanted to ask, am I using my state constitution?
I got to ask you a question. You ain't never went up on YouTube and watched the injunction class that I did on YouTube, have you?
Yes, sir. I actually downloaded it to my phone from the website. I watched it numerous of times every day
and
taking notes.
And you watched and you asked me that question?
No, I just wanted to make sure that I was using the right one, sir. I went and printed out the state constitution you know, the Organic Act.
You trying to find
like
out
that.
If you're using the right state constitution?
Yes.
Okay. All you have to, you can use any state's constitution before 1933.
Okay. All right. And before I do the injunction, do I need, I see you on an injunction, I don't have a Moorish name attached,
create,
you know, a suffix, a prefix.
Create one. Create one.
Okay, so I do need to create one.
I was talking to a brother today, a white boy, and he was like, you know, I in my injunction, I didn't, you know, I don't have no Moorish name. I'm not no Moor, so I didn't put no name. I only had my last name, first name, middle name, doing business as my first, middle, last. I said, nah. The Bible tells everyone to be born again, which means choose a new name. I don't care if you got L or Bay, but you got to take on a new name. The reason why you got to take on a new name, the government has contracts with the old name, the straw man's name. I want you to know that even if I say Scott, comma, Jonah John, that's the straw man. If I say Jonah John Scott, that's the straw man. One is the creditor side, one is the debtor side. You need to take on a new name that doesn't have any contracts with the United States government.
Overstood. All right, and that would be the name change from Resolution 75. Am I correct?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You could put L, Bay, whatever you want, or you could just take on the last name of one of your ancestors. You know what I mean? It's up to you.
Yes, sir, and I do this down at the court with the name change. The same, the regular name change form.
No. You're
going
to wait to do that. You ain't doing none of that because when you go do your name change, you're also going to be changing your nationality. It's a couple of things that you, it's a few things you're going to have to do before you go changing your name officially. And the one of the main things you got to do, you got to make sure you're not a United States citizen no more when you do that. What good is it to change your name to a new name and it's still a U.S. citizen? That means you're still a slave.
Overstood. All right, so before I actually do my injunction, I've bought the template. Do I need to purchase the webinar?
No, I told you the webinar would be helpful, but if you know your money low, I told you just use the one that I put on YouTube. Does it have all the information in the webinar? No, but it's good enough to get it done.
Yes, sir. You still break it down good enough. All
yeah.
right. And to be frank, I have a brother that's actually helped me find the actual state constitution codes and the attorney general and the governor. He actually helped me fill it out already. And I was going to ask you if I could actually send it in to you just for a check to make sure that I did it right.
All right. I can do that for you, but if I do that for you, you know that's a consultation, right?
Yes, sir. That's cool with me. That's cool with me.
All right.
That's cool
no
with
problem.
Me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so just one more question just to make sure. I'm going to go ahead and study my injunction, but that's all I need to be filing for now. Brother Jonah Bay, it's my injunction. I don't need to worry about anything else until I get that filed.
Yeah, at the point that you are right now, that's what you need to do. See, because the main thing is this, brother. You want to stop them from locking you up, giving you tickets, harassing you while you're on your journey to become a national. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So the only
yes,
way
sir.
To do that is, and you also want to establish yourself as being private. And that's what the injunction is going to do, make you quasi-private and make them leave you alone while you go on your journey.
Yes, sir, because I do have I've only authenticated my birth certificate, my certificate of live birth, and attached the affidavit. And I do have an upcoming child support case in March 8th. We're looking to fight it, but I am looking to get them out of my way and discharge the debt legally and lawfully. Yes, sir.
Okay. There's two ways. first you can fight it and stop them from ever putting you on child support by doing the child support injunction and claiming that it goes against your religious beliefs to be on child support, because child support enforcement is under 26 or 42 USC 666. That's the mark of the beast. You see what I'm saying? They can't force you to sin against your God, right? So the child support injunction breaks all that down. We shut down child support before it even happens, right? Or you can do the DSA bonds after you get on child support and shut it down. You know what I mean? But I tell people all the time, just try to shut it down before it happens. You can always, if you're not good at it, if it didn't work, you can always use the GSA bonds later to shut it down. You know what I mean? But I say stop it before it becomes a problem.
Yes, sir. I just got the summons. They re-summoned me because it was snowing. So I just got another summons. Mm-hmm. And I remember you were saying rebut all affidavits.
Yep.
I've been trying to study that a little bit, but I actually haven't got my hands on the material. But I'm going to keep my hands up, man. You know, keep studying.
All of rebuttal is whatever they named that summons as, you write rebuttal to summons, dot, 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 right? Then you go from sentence to sentence. I deny sentence one. I deny sentence two. I deny sentence three. And you keep on until you went through all the sentences or all the paragraphs that they wrote, right? And then you do an affidavit of truth, your truth, where you say what is true to you. And then they have to rebut your shit. That's all there is to an affidavit of rebuttal. You rebut each point line by line.
And if you don't rebut it, it stands as truth.
Yep. So in the rebut something, all you got to say is, I do not.
Okay, brother, I appreciate that.
All right.
That's it, bro. You,
speak to the God.
I had
to talk to you.
Speak to the God. Yes, sir. I appreciate you. I'm a statue.
Oop. Sorry about that. The button went through a little too quick. All right, I'm going to the next caller, 303-280. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. What's going on, G?
What's going on, God? What's up with you?
Ain't much. Got a few questions lined up. But I did want to say that was a dope ass show you did Monday, man, when you was dropping some sciences about the history and shit. That shit, I love when you. I know you got
man.
It in you, and you don't want to be dropping even
history.
Shit. But that motherfucker was cold, man.
Yo, I can't wait to do shows on straight, real history with the fucking artifacts to go with it, right? But right now, you know, we got money problems. We got all types of I got to concentrate on getting us our nationality before I start teaching us exactly who we are, how long we've been here, and shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I had to take your advice
first.
On that, too. Yep, I did the same. I had to take your advice and put away my personal shit I like to do. Just focus on commerce and nationality. You know what I'm saying? Really, I got to put all the bullshit aside right now, man. On the cool, but
yeah,
that
man.
Shit was fire when you said the whole damn planet was connected, and then when the water level drops, I was like, damn, I'm surprised I never thought of that shit, man. Like,
yeah,
God damn.
It's common sense, man.
Right, it makes sense like a
day.
Motherfucker. Like
every day they tell you the ocean floor, everything's connected. Well, if everything's connected, how the hell are you telling me these motherfucking continents is floating and bumping into each other and then splitting apart? That means you wouldn't have no ocean floor. I mean,
right.
These niggas be lying to us, man. Like, they think we dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
And
hey, you know
we lie. The biggest lie is people think the flood is over. The flood ain't over. This water is still here. The water didn't go back up into the sky. No. See, first of all, let me show you something. When the Bible was talking about the firmament,
waters from the waters. They were talking about there was water in the sky. The atmosphere was way thicker. It was literally a wall of water floating in the sky. Guess what? That shit fell. Go back and read your Bible. It tells you the waters of the heavens let loose. Do you know there was never, before the water fell, there was no such thing as rain. It never rained on the planet. Everything was tropical. It was dew in the air. That means it was little droplets of water in the air that just fed everything. Just fed everything. It was paradise. You never had the farm. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, it got cold. It got motherfucking cold because we moved away from those other two suns and the water dropped. The water fell. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, this shit is more simple than what they're telling you, but they don't want to tell you the truth.
Right.
They don't want to
tell you
the truth.
I think that's the whole point. Making the shit complicated.
Right.
So we like looking everywhere. But
about the flat earth. Why they won't show you a true picture of the earth? Because they don't want to show you that the earth ain't even round. The earth is an egg that was broken in half. They don't want to show you them big ass holes at the end, at the top of the planet and at the bottom of the planet where you can actually see an inner sun. There's an inner sun inside the planet. You know what I mean? They don't want to give you the true history of the planet.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell you that the motherfucking moon is a satellite. The moon is the Death Star, blowing shit up. They don't want to tell you that, but they got it in the movies called Star Wars.
Oh, you know what's called? I was watching that damn Star Wars 2, and all they talk about in there is treaties and fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, these people is really just hiding all this shit right in these spaces.
They don't
want to
give you
the
truth. See, the truth is so fantastical, they don't even want to believe it. The more they don't believe it, the more they find proof that, yo, what the ancestors wrote down in rock is true. Actually happened.
Yeah.
They can't fathom people having that type of technology because they don't have it. They have some good technology, but they don't have nothing compared to our ancestors that came to this planet.
Well, yeah, I noticed that's their style. Whenever they can't do nothing, they just throw that impossible on it real quick. Oh, since we can't do it, this is impossible. And then 10 years later, after they figured the shit
and
out, we can do it now.
If you notice, humans, regular humans in general, anyone you meet, if they can't do it, they'll say you can't do it. And you prove them wrong and do it. You prove them wrong and do it. You know what I mean? Everyone
because that Jonah Bay shit don't work until it works.
I was at
and this motherfucker.
I was, you know, they always saying that shit don't work, but I prove them wrong. It works, right? I was at the bar, and a chick gonna say to me, "Is that a real beard? Is that your real beard, or is that you know, because niggas is now doing man weaves on their face and on their head, right?" I was like, "See,
what?
That's a goddamn thing." I says, "Really?"
What the fuck?
I says, yo, sweetheart, let me tell you something. If a nigga got a fake beard, normally that beard is going to be straight as fuck. You know what I mean? The hairs are straight.
Yeah.
I'm like, my shit is nappy as fuck. Where the fuck they going to get a fake nappy beard from?
God,
you know what I mean?
Damn, I must be behind.
I'm like, are you?
I must be behind the times.
And then I said, see, this is that Atlanta shit. Y'all swear everything is fake because y'all are fake. You know what I mean? She had on a long-ass fucking weave, fake-ass eyelashes, and a ton of makeup. She believed it was fake because her shit is fake.
Damn. I didn't know niggas was going that far with the fake beard, though.
It's on YouTube. I've seen a video on YouTube about it, right? But my whole thing is like, I'm like, yo, Just because your ass is fake don't mean everyone else is fake.
Right. Well, you know, we can get it right.
Like when, just like when I got on one of my furs or something, everyone's always touching it. Why are you touching my shit? First of all, it's rude as fuck to go touch someone you don't know, right? But you touching it to see if it's real. Yes, bitch, it's real. But what is it to you? What difference does it make to you? How did that complete your life, whether I have on a real one or a fake one? This is the type of shit where people don't realize they too materialistic. They too much in other people's business. What difference does it make?
I never understood that, God. Like, what? How does it? Because like, people always say that I be being rude when I don't like answering a lot of questions, and I'm like, well, how is it benefiting you to know every inkling of what the fuck I'm
exactly.
doing? Like, I don't get it. What do you gain,
sweetheart? You married? I'm married. What difference does it make whether my beard is fake or real? How does that help your life?
Right. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, all up in your sauce
like,
and
yo,
shit.
Y'all don't ask those questions from all them fucking celebrities that y'all love. Those are the niggas running around with all the fake shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, nigga, regular people, well, regular men, I can't say that about women, but regular men seem to be real, right? Regular women, we all know they rocking mad meat. We know that. We know it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But just because y'all, first of all, men don't feel bad about, black men don't feel bad about what they look like. We don't feel that our looks are inferior to white man's look, Asian man look, no one's look. We think we look the best. Right?
We just set the damn trend, man.
Right. Shit. So we don't try to look like nobody else. So we ain't rocking no fake shit. Like a nigga going bald, the average real man that's going bald, he ain't gonna get no man weave. He's gonna shave that shit bald and rock a beard.
Right, or throw a ball cap on the motherfucking call today, man.
Y'all mean? For real. If you ever notice, most niggas that's bald can grow a great beard. A nigga that got hair be struggling with the beard.
Hey, true story, because I can't grow one. I can't grow one for shit, dude.
It took me this time to grow one. Now that I'm damn near 50, I can grow a beard. I never could my whole fucking life. I said, I hope that don't mean I'm about to go bald.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. But I always thought that was like a holdover because black people in general just weren't hairy. You know, like, I can't.
No,
I'm
that's,
almost,
that's
I'm
what
like,
it is. Truthfully,
you know what I'm saying? I can't grow shit.
Black people in general ain't hairy, especially the indigenous people of America. We're not hairy like that.
Yep. Because I can't grow shit but a little chin.
Yo. Yeah. Look, that's all I had. I had to do mad serum, and I did mad herbs to help you grow hair. That's how I got this beard now. In other words, I worked my ass off to get it.
Had to earn the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called. But yeah, I got, before I forget my damn question, man, it's pertaining to the nationality. I got one on that. I know y'all said that we going from, since these motherfuckers keep fucking with everybody, you said we going from doing the name change to correction. So my question would be, I have the old paperwork that you originally was rolling with, right? Would I want to change the caption to say correction, or just leave all that shit the fuck alone as you originally had it?
Okay, check it. The one that I'm doing in Chicago, all that caption, all that shit says correction and all that. That's what I'm bringing forward. That's one of the reasons why I didn't release the new affidavit of denial of U.S. citizenship. You know what I mean? Because I got to change the position.
But, you know, that's what I'm giving y'all now, because I don't like the way they coming at us in court. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
nigga,
no. I think they're going to be pulling stunts, man. I have a feeling they're going to.
What do you mean you
think they spread?
You think they are? They already did. They already started. What do you mean you think? Didn't you hear me at the beginning of the show? I told you that they crossed her shit out and only gave her a name change. They didn't address the nationality at all.
Yep. Yep. I think that's the phase. Or I know that's the damn phase. Let me
and
correct
they did
that.
In Erie County. Because they tired of all you motherfuckers that's lazy coming to their county trying to get it done. So now, Erie County is one going to be the hardest place to get it. Because of all the
where is that
people in New York? Yeah. Upstate New York, Buffalo area. So, for all y'all motherfuckers that did that, y'all fucked it up for everyone. Now, what's foul is the people that live there now got to fight all over again like it's the beginning. And let me tell you this. They also been redacting or, no, stealing all the cases in Erie so no one can see it, the case. They've been stealing on the internet.
I wanted to get through early because I knew niggas was going to start fucking this shit up, man. But
they fucked it up. They fucked it up. They changed up my paperwork and started putting all that bullshit, Moorish rhetoric, and all that patriot shit. And that's what it gets. I told y'all that was going to happen. It happens to all the paperwork that I create. Someone puts their bullshit in, and it gets fucked up. And then they start, you know what I mean? Like, it's different if you added something from the Constitution, right? But when you add your own personal beliefs and all that patriot rhetoric, all you do is fuck it up for everyone else. The people who did that ought to be ashamed of themselves. But
I don't know how many times you got to keep going over the same shit to not fucking change shit, man. Like, it's getting old already, God. Like, nigga, stick to the fucking grip, God.
They won't.
Fucking shit.
Dog, they won't. Why do you think we play that clip so much and they still do it?
Right, and just fucking up everything for everybody. Nigga, fucking lead the
shit.
If it works,
when,
what the fuck
when,
are you doing?
When that denial of U.S. citizenship is coming, we're releasing it for
Chicago,
the seminar.
February 24th.
Chicago. You know what I mean? February 24th.
Yep.
And they're not getting a copy of it. They're only going to see it and have to remember it. I'm not putting it on my website. I'm not releasing no templates. All y'all gonna do is fuck them up. All y'all gonna
I can't
do
even say I ain't mad at it. I ain't even mad at you no more for having to get like that with motherfuckers, dude, because it's just
right.
Stupid.
Then
man.
I have to create something new for y'all to get through. I'm tired of y'all fuck up and then Jonah gotta think about how to fix it. Nah, man. Nah. Non-cipher.
Yep.
Be that way.
Jeez. Let me run this one by you. I was reading my constitution, right? And it was kind of along the lines of what you was just touching on right at the beginning when you was talking about it. And mine is kind of along that the Baby Act part where it talks about the General Assembly shall not pass any local or special laws in any of the following enumerated cases. Now, in my case, it lists like 50 joints, so I'm just going to name the two that stick out to me. The first one that sticks out to me is in any of these enumerated cases, it says changing the rules of evidence in any trial or inquiry. So I think that's when
and
they
that's
redacted
what they
the
did.
Shit.
You over
yeah,
there,
exactly.
You just gave her the answer to what they did. They changed the evidence of what she put into her petition. It's unconstitutional.
Yep. So I think it's
you
in the special laws part. It is in mine. Yep, I caught that motherfucker.
Oh,
like, because I've been listening, and that's what they're doing.
Constitution. These people don't want to put in the work. Now you understand why I be like, yo, nigga, well, get a consultation. Because then I'm going to show you what it says in the Georgia Constitution. Now go find it in your Constitution, because I'm not finding it for you, because I want you to learn your Constitution.
Well, that's, motherfuckers is just lazy, God. At best, what it's going to take you, like an hour to read this motherfucker? Read it if you want your freedom. Goddamn, man,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's all it takes, man. You wouldn't believe how many times I've read these constitutions. And I'm going to read it again tonight because I got to find the one that says that they can do nationality.
Oh, yeah, that's the second one. The second one in mine says, and also changing the law of descent. So that's almost basic. That's, they cannot change the law
descent
of descent.
Descent is nationality. Yeah,
exactly. God,
nationality.
I'm like, I'm loaded for them.
You know
I'm ready
mean?
When they start bullshitting. I'm ready for them, dude. I'm ready.
See, that's
you know
the
saying?
Whole thing. You got to study before you do it. People have just ran off and started doing it. Then the court pushed back and they don't know what their next move is. You can't win a war that way. You cannot
exactly.
win a war that way.
God, I
you
went
have
to the
study.
I went to the one y'all did in KC with Joey Bounce, and that was in November,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still ain't pushed the go button yet. You feel me? Because I'm critiquing and listening a little bit, but I'm about to hit the trigger now that I think I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to
right.
go,
exactly.
and go and get with these boys.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But
you ready for
it's
you
too...
ready for them to come with the bullshit? That's when
yep.
you know you're ready to do it. Whatever they say, I'm ready for. You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you ain't confident and you ain't ready like that, don't pull the trigger. Because
true story.
I'm not gonna go back and fix your whole shit. I'm not. That's putting
this is too serious to be playing. This is too serious to
right.
be playing, man. I'm,
take your
I can't
fucking
bullshit with
time. Take your fucking time and get it done. Stop rushing. This ain't something you wanna rush.
Exactly. Slow motion. Slow motion. Oh, let me just get one more in for you. It's about the Moore Science Temple. Now,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that.
Oh, shit. You're about to get me in trouble.
Hey, man. But you the only one that seemed to be knowing some of this shit. I noticed that when I looked up the Moore Science Temple, it was established in 1913. But you know what I found curious, though? A lot of bullshit was established that year. The FBI,
yep.
the fucking
yep.
ADL. Like, a lot of weird shit was established that year, and that was the same fucking year as the Moore Science Temple. So I was wondering, because as you pointed out with the whole infiltration and the bullshit, was this whole shit a damn quasi setup to derail motherfuckers? Or did they just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a interesting year for that to have been established with all the other federal bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was something
is
I just kind of noticed.
Is it that they created all of that shit to fight against what Noble Jua was putting together?
Oh, could another angle. It could be.
You see what I'm saying?
That was
when he put it together, it was correct for the times, that time. It was correct for the laws that existed at that time. But the problem is they implemented all that shit at 1913, which changed the way you could do it.
Got you. They seen the shit coming and was like, nope, you niggas ain't getting out that easy.
All right, I'll give you an example, God. With all of us going into the Supreme Court and doing our cases, nigga, they're going to come with new laws to try to stop you from doing that, saying you can't, right? This is why y'all going to have to go into those constitutions and establish you had the right from the beginning. Just like we showed y'all out of the Constitution that they couldn't be creating new laws to change your name. But they have. They be telling you got to go get fingerprints done and background searches and all that. All you got to do is whip out the Constitution and say that's not allowed.
Yeah, because I had to get fingerprints on mine, but I was thinking more along the least resistance, so I just did the shit. Like, fuck it. Whatever
you
bitches need,
real quick. I ain't going to lie. To me, I wouldn't have gave no fingerprints. They taking those fingerprints and putting them in a government database. You ain't going to have my fingerprints in your government database.
Damn. fucked up. I know what you mean, though, nigga, for all the...
I know what you're talking about. If I didn't know that already, I would have just did it because I'm like, nigga, if this going to get me out from being a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter.
Yep. But it's like what you were saying with that Facebook. They tracking every fucking thing you're doing. Like,
right,
your ass with every move you
already,
make.
You don't know that, you know, once we get the court order and get to the other side, yeah, they're going to be tracking us. They have to track us just to protect us from everyone else.
Okay. All right. Word. All right. And my, the last one. What was the... Since you don't fuck with cryptocurrency, what was the financial system the Moors operated
on?
Hold on.
I ain't never said that. Nigga, I got a couple of, what's the name? Bitcoins. I got a couple of full coins. I got other currencies. I said I don't fuck with it like that. So don't turn me into a liar because I do got some. But nah, I know... It's only a bullshit investment to make a little bit of money. I know ain't no way it's going to make me rich. I know the whole point of it is to bring about new world order in a cashless society. You know what I mean? So I would never invest no more. Now, let me say this. I've already pulled out every dime I ever put into it. All of this, the only shit that's in there is profit.
Got you. So flip and get the fuck out. Just pull a flip.
Right. Right.
Got you. So, but I heard it's the like the system behind it, not so much the currency, but I guess like the system is about to be a whole new paradigm, kind of like the internet was in the 90s and shit. Some kind of crazy
shit.
The
system is nothing more than the internet. How could anything on the internet be safe, bro? That's like saying, yeah, they don't cut off my radio. They don't drop my calls. They don't drop your calls.
You know, I thought that. Exactly. That shit didn't make no sense to me, dude. Like, if one motherfucker could do it, anything a man could put together, someone else could take apart. So I didn't understand the logic with how safe that shit was.
Because that's called propaganda, my nigga. They trying to talk you into saying that it's all safe and nothing could ever happen so that you put all your money and faith into it. Because they don't want you to really know this shit is no good. Especially if the whole world moves towards it, anyone could just take your money. You don't know if it's the government or a hacker taking your shit.
Right. At least the old school burglar had to break in and shit.
You know what I mean?
Fucking just online pulling stunts. It's like, damn, nigga. You know what I mean? Shit.
White collar crimes now is crimes with the internet and computers, my nigga. Moving digits around.
Yep, shit, the new wave. Well, all right, though, my G, I know I've been eating up the clock outside, man. I'm going to go ahead and yield on that, man, but peace to the God, G.
Man, it don't even fucking matter because we only got 15 more minutes. All right, peace to the God. All right, I'm going to 313-970. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah, what's good?
Oh, man, everything's beautiful. Everything's magnificent. What's up with you?
Shit, same here, my brother over here. Putting together this little car trust. Had a couple questions for you real quick. Glad I caught you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go on, when you do the car trust and you put the trust under your 9A number, I know you're supposed to put the EIN in the trustee's name.
Yo,
right?
Y'all are going heavy with the trust now. But go ahead.
So you put the EIN in the trustees with the trustee's name, correct?
Yes. See, you got to understand why I do that. I go get a EIN for the trustee. I go get an EIN for the trust. The reason why I go get an EIN for the trustee, so the trustee's social is not impacted.
Right.
You understand?
Okay.
That means the trustee has little or no consequences, tax consequences, by being a trustee of the trust. I'm doing separation.
Right. And the trust is going to be under the spiritual name, right? You're going to put that under
the
name?
No. The trust could be named anything.
So you're going to create another trust.
The car trust is a whole different trust. The car trust is normally named some shit. For me, it's named some shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Fidelity Trust.
Okay. Okay. Because I was asking
ABC Equity Trust. It sound really, I make my car trust sound really official, like niggas with some old world money. It's their fucking trust. Cops are scared of that.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Or if you was a cop, would you be scared of that, or would you be scared of Jonah John Trust? Come on, man.
Y'all be
wildin'. Y'all want motherfuckers to know shit belong to you, so they actually name the trust their actual name. That's the dumbest shit. You might as well not even get a trust. You're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But what I'm asking is, you know, when you go to the IRS, the EIN on the website, and you're going to, you know, I was thinking that you put the car trust up under the 9-8 number.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
And you do that under a partnership, or you do that under another trust?
You can do that under partnership. You can, first of all, listen, if you want to know how to use a 9-8 and get the trust number, you got to pick up the webinar that Hakeem just did on the CPN. That's where he taught it. I'm not going to reteach it because he taught it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, because I got the trust webinar you did. So I was looking at that.
This is an updated PN trust that was just done. He just did it live a week ago.
Okay.
You got to understand that in my trust webinar, that's when I was with Youssef, partnered with Youssef, wasn't it?
Just the car trust. Youssef had nothing to do with this one.
What's the name on it? It was just me and Hakeem?
Yeah.
Car trust? Damn, I didn't think I was with Hakeem when I did that. Anyway, what I'm saying is to get the you're right. Car trust webinar, I showed you how to do it by mailing it in, getting the EIN.
Right.
I'm telling you that if you pick up Hakeem's seminar, you can use the 9-8 to get the EIN that day on the website.
Right. Right.
You understand? That's the most current information that we have. But let me say this. If you want to mail it in and get it, it still works. It still works.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. Right. Right. Well, I was just kind of confused about it.
Yeah,
we
actually update information and give y'all the most current, easiest information. See, when you mail it in, let me tell you what the problem is. Sometimes they ignore your shit. You won't get no reply back, right? Sometimes they just give you your number real quick. Other times, they'll make you wait 6 months, a year to mail you that number. So we taught the new method where you know you got the number because you got it online immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm messing with. That's why I had the question, because I know, I was just trying to compare it to what you was teaching in the other trust webinar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it was threw me off a little bit.
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
I pretty much get it. Do the 9-8, got the 9-8, you do the EIN in the trustee's name and put it up under the 9-8 under a trust using the 9-8 number. You go get the EIN number for
it. Yep. The 9-8 number gets you the trust EIN number. Yes.
Gotcha. So we set a partnership. Well, you say you can do partnership or trust. It doesn't matter.
you can do partnership. Yes.
Okay. And also with the ADA 32 form, as far as the what is it called? I know I hear you said something about what was it? Late election.
Late election, but late election is for someone who had got their shit over a year ago.
Right. Yeah. No, I got it over a year ago, and I got this state, but I never transferred it over.
See, here's the problem, my nigga. If you do late election, you're gonna owe taxes.
Okay. So how does that work? I just can't do it.
You should have. I don't know why you waited. Ask me how to do something I ain't never did. I would have never waited a year. What the fuck was you waiting for? I know I told y'all not to do that a million times.
Right.
So now, that's what I'm saying. Don't create a new problem and ask me to solve it. I'm not going to solve it because I never did it, and I told y'all not to do it. So what's going to happen is you're going to have to figure out how to fix it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just curious. You know, when I did it, I should have waited to do it till I overstood it, and I just was doing the shit, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's my fault, so I understand that.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about it before.
What you want me to do, even if I tried to fix it, you know, what would I have to do? I would have to get a new entity, wait a year, and then do the late shit, and then I could tell you what to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You need to answer now. I can't answer that if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So would you think the taxes would be ongoing and just be for that one time? Do you?
Nigga, see, that's the problem. See, that's the problem. You know, once you give them that goddamn contract, they try to keep that shit forever.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, well, shit, something I had to figure out then, my man.
All right, then. Peace to the God, man. I'm sorry for the confusion.
It's all good. Peace to the God.
Peace. All right, I got time for one more call. I'm going to 708-829. Peace to the God.
Hey, peace, Jonah.
What up, God?
Hey, everything fantastic right about now. I'm glad you're still out there. You know, I was on our team last night, right? But the question was, man, you had already answered a whole lot of questions, okay, that I was going to ask. So that's a good thing. The other thing is, you having a little seminar in Chicago? I'm in Chicago, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I'm coming at the door with my donation.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. So my name is Marvell. So I'm going to be there. Right.
All
because
right.
I have to know this. This is something I've been wanting to know for a long time, was about the nationality. Okay. Because from what you're saying, once you do the nationality, a whole lot of other problems will be solved. Because
exactly.
I already did my. Right. Right. Because I already. Matter of fact, my man Edmund. Okay. He sent you over an 1818 Illinois injunction.
Mm-hmm.
And I created that from you. Right? And
right.
He told me you checked it out and only had two things wrong, ecto facto, and I didn't put in the Child Act. And I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you mean I actually got all that right? He said, yeah. So once
mm-hmm.
I made the correction to it, sent it out, and guess what? The funny thing about this, policemen be behind my little old car, and they do the numbers, and then they run from me.
Yep.
And one time I was on 55, and I know I'm on the phone. I'm doing 70 miles an hour on 55, right?
Mm-hmm.
State trooper pulled up behind me, and, you know, I knew he wanted to do something. He ran my numbers first. He did his job.
Yep.
He ran my numbers first, came around on my passenger side because I didn't slow down my speed, right? Because it's too late for that now, right?
Right.
So
right.
I'm not trying to disrespect him, and I'm on the phone. He mean mugged me.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he took off. So
exactly.
The injunction does
y'all
work.
Another testimony, y'all. Y'all see what I'm saying? That Jonah Bay shit.
Yeah.
Another testimony.
I've been trying to get my people down here to do it. And reason why I'm sticking with you, because I was there when you was with Yusef and all the rest of that stuff. I left him alone because he reminded me of a guy from, Fred Sanford movie from Harlem. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Harlem,
you know what I'm talking
Harlem,
about.
Not.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You 50 years old. I'm 57. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to go with Jonah. The EIN number is easy, folks, right? Now, I haven't messed with the 98 number yet, but the EIN is easy. And I'm definitely going to give you some confrontations on some other stuff. But what I wanted to ask you, my car is parked on private property over here in the building complex I stay in. These
mm-hmm.
policemen around here, they are so desperate for revenue. They coming out on private property issuing out tickets because I refuse to get a window sticker. You know? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I don't need it. Okay?
Right.
I don't have a license. You want some ID? All right. I did a Rule 44. Made my own thing because I'm listening to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Made my own ID. And had it notarized and all of that stuff, man. Like, I don't want to play with these people no more. I'm sick and tired of them lying.
Well, see, let me say this, man. The problem we be having is because we haven't gotten rid of the United States citizenship, that's what allows them to keep on doing that type of stuff. We're
mm-hmm.
halfway in and halfway out. So that's why now we're showing y'all the true nationality where it's done according officially, their official way. And it stops all that forever.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
now,
what I'm coming there for you.
Yeah, we double-minded right now. That's why, you know, we got to fix that. We got to be all the way right, all the way private, not halfway private.
Right, and that's what's getting people in trouble because I'm listening to a guy talk on I Came last night, and he said he calling up the state troopers and whatnot and asking them about, you know, did his information
yeah,
come across. I was like,
know.
Wait a minute. He
yeah,
didn't get it.
Yeah, yeah,
he did not get it that it's private.
He don't
private.
Get it, and he didn't study. I'm like, that nigga
no.
shouldn't have been doing an injunction yet. He should have waited.
No, he's right, because it's a mono, right? You only making an agreement who all the people that took a constitutional oath.
All the people
okay.
that took the constitutional oath. This ain't meant
right.
for all the other people that's under the corporation. He didn't
that's
understand
right.
that at all.
I
and
know. And you do not communicate with them.
And alerting all the regular employees on what he's doing. Idiot.
Yep.
The dude's an
yep.
idiot. Actually, the dude wrote Akeem about what he taught last night and was pissed off. And I said, Akeem, man, don't even reply to the dude no more. He ain't ready. Don't even reply.
Yeah, yeah. Give Akeem a lot of love out there and you too, man, because, look, y'all actually tell people the same thing over and over again. So
it's a pain in the ass, too.
It's a pain in the ass to repeat yourself, man.
If anyone got kids, and y'all had to repeat to y'all kids, y'all know what we talking about.
Just about, because I'm listening to you. I hate it when they cut off the station because my computer crashed a month ago with your stuff, Akeem stuff, even a little private classes y'all was giving once upon a time. I said, oh, shit, I got to do something
mm-hmm.
about that because I need my stuff. I need it. And I did change a lot of your templates to WinDoc or just
mm-hmm.
Word, because a lot of people could
well,
not
Well,
work
what
with
I've
it.
Been doing is changing it to Word myself for y'all, because a lot of people couldn't. I'm using a Mac. A lot of people can't convert it on their computer.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so they was asking me how I was doing it. I said, look, there's no copy and paste. There's hard work. What you're going to have to do is sit down and put on the borders. If it has borders, then just type it out.
I actually wanted people to print it out and type it up. Why? Because that means you have to read the bitch to do
it. Man, you find all kinds of jewels in it. Thing about it. When they do it, they find jewels in it. And when you did the 1870 Constitution, I said, wait a minute. You know what? He said I can update my stuff. So wound up getting that from you, and I resent it.
Right? Well, you know what the people didn't realize? No one realized this until I taught it was the states are the republic. So it was the state's constitutions, that's the republic constitution. The republic stopped when they created the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
We weren't supposed to have a U.S. Constitution.
Yes. Yes.
See,
actually,
the state constitution worked hand in hand with the Articles of Confederation and the Articles of Association. See, so then when they created that U.S. Constitution, they had the right that the U.S. Constitution would be above every state's constitution, which was the overthrow of the republic.
Yes, yes, because most people don't know the Iroquois. The constitution that they have right
exactly.
now is from that Iroquois nation, right? And when you made me, man, you made me go back to my family tree, because everybody in my family dead, just about. Okay?
Right.
I looked up my grandmother, my grandfather on a death certificate my mother had. Come to find out, I'm Choctaw. I went, what? And they got Cherokee in there. I said, no, I'm not using Cherokee, because I heard what you said about it. So I went to Choctaw. So you throwing out the information, even
and,
when you mentioned about...
And it's not called Choctaw Indians, Choctaw Aborigines.
Yes. Yes, you're
Those
absolutely
are
right.
Aborigine tribes. They're not
yes.
Indian tribes. They're Aborigine
yes.
tribes. We got to leave that word Indian alone.
Indian out. Right, because people don't know that word was a mistake. Christopher Columbus landed in the wrong place. Okay.
It's a misnomer. Actually, Christopher Columbus came exactly where he wanted to come and knew where he was going. All of that is just a lie. They were here to try to conquer the promised land and the promised people.
Yeah. Yeah.
They knew what
and
they were. They knew where they were. They knew what they were doing. They had maps.
Hey,
they
look,
had
when
stories.
We saw them putting a mass on the land from the boat. That should have let us know right there. You're on a boat.
Yes.
And when you threw the information out there, I knew people would not get it. I was like, people won't get it. Because I tell people, I got people calling me all the time about stuff. I said, look, first of all, you got to do your homework if you want to talk to me. But I'm going to tell you the source, Jonah Bay. Go to the source. Cause it's like you the guy that's the main guy that's running the whole thing in the Matrix. So I said, look, I'm gonna show you the door. It's up to you if you want to open it or not. Then you can talk to me. You know, cause I don't want to take nothing from you because they want me to do their paperwork. I said, no, I'm not doing that. He said, what? I said, everything
See,
is based on the
always,
disclosure.
That's always a mistake. Anytime
yeah.
I've done someone's paperwork. They don't understand that they fuck it up. That's the whole point. They got to do their own studying and their own paperwork so that it protects them the way it's supposed to.
And plus, they will remember it if they do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so
True
I know.
All right, brother.
Right.
It's going to be wonderful to meet you in person and the whole nine.
But that's our show for the day, y'all. I'm glad y'all checked in. A lot of people got their questions in. For all the people that were sending those emails to my those questions to my email, don't do it no more. Get on this show. Ask your questions here. Don't get up on Facebook and ask me questions. Don't send me a text asking questions. Ask your questions for free right here on the show or get a consultation. Thank y'all for listening in. Peace to the gods. We out of here.